headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number four, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're going to talk Iowa Hawkeyes, Penn State Nittany Lions, number 18 and number 17 ranked teams. Penn State's ranked 17. 5-2. Iowa is number 18 at 6-1. The line is 6.5 points that I saw.
That's what I saw.
Penn State is a 6.5 point favorite, and the over-under.
I don't understand that.
It's gone 53. Up. Too. It's gone up.
What's the explanation for that?
It's always money, but yeah, I don't really know.
Penn State's won four in a row against Iowa. I don't know. Does that figure into hardcore bettors and the line thinking? Iowa's 3-0 in its last three games. Penn State's 1-2. The line's 6.5. The first thing I want to throw out at you guys, and then we'll get started. Iowa's top five in the country defensively in three categories, and they're pretty important ones in my eyes. Scoring defense, they're number five. Total yards allowed, they're number three in the country. And rushing yards allowed, they're number two at 79.6. They have a very good front seven. They have a very good defensive line. Penn State's offense is – how would you classify their offense? And you say look at their opponents the first four games, but over the last 3 weeks, how would you characterize their offense? Would you say it's sluggish or struggling or becoming more one-dimensional?
Either one of those is fine.
Russ, I just feel
sluggish or struggling.
I just feel like defensive coordinators know that it's either going to have to be Trace, Miles, or KJ, and the rest of the guys, I double-dog Darren to beat me. I just really think that they just have figured out we don't really have to worry about a lot of other guys. I mean, the tight end's gotten better, and I really think he's going to be a good player, but the lack of production from the rest of the receiving core and the fact that, you know, Trace is being so heavily leaned on to run the ball, they're not predictable, but they're trending in that direction.
What? I mean, they used to throw all kinds of like long balls, and I mean,
down the middle of the field.
They went to the Rose Bowl last year. Were they doing it earlier this year? Not as much. They have not. The one noticeable thing to me, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, between Moorhead and Ronnie, I just don't see the big chunk plays. I just don't see the bombs down the field. And McSorley throws a nice deep ball, and they used to get big chunk yardage. Even against Michigan State, he threw that pass to Tompkins last year that they need. I don't know what has happened there.
Yeah, even the Ohio State big play to Hamler, it was a short pass.
Right.
And he ran took off on. He ran yeah. about 85 yards. I don't know if Trace doesn't trust those guys to run the routes. I don't know. I don't think Juwan Johnson really is a guy that is a deep threat. And you just look at it. Mike Gesicki was a contested catch guy more than anything, even though he could run 4-5. And as good as Miles Sanders, Miles Sanders is a pretty good receiver out of the backfield.
He is.
But he does not have Saquon Barkley's jets on the wheel route. So I think they're a little limited. I just think that the rest of the Big Ten knows what's coming more often than not. They don't play Ricky Slade. They are reluctant to use Tommy Stevens for more than a series. So who are you going to throw the ball to?
Why didn't Ricky Slade play? That sounds like off the field stuff. Like there's more going on.
I thought they
on.
Said he was banged up.
I mean, they could say whatever they want to say, but right. It's just I have sometimes. You just don't know.
You don't know
what he's trying to tell you, but he should have played last week. And when Journey Brown was in the game, either he couldn't go or he was in trouble. I hate to say that, but James doesn't do himself any favors by just kind of being vague.
There's another advantage in this game for Iowa. I think they have a very good defensive coordinator. I think he showed that last year. With a little bit less than he has right now, being able to make some hay. But Penn State doesn't put anybody in motion anymore. They don't do any – they don't make defenses adjust per se. Ricky Ronnie's offense, he doesn't put guys in motion. He doesn't. Joe Moorhead had guys
– I haven't really been paying that close enough attention.
I'm just saying, think about it. Joe Moorhead had guys moving around all the time, switching, moving, motion. Ricky Ronnie – his formations are set and his schemes are set, and he's got options off the off the off the RPO, but he doesn't move guys around to get defenses to show their hands. I'm not saying that's a Ricky Ronnie problem. I'm just saying that's a part of what I see out of Penn State's offense is you can see what exactly what is happening right in front of you. And for the way this Iowa defense is playing, to me, that's a bad sign.
I think two things to consider for this game. It's hard to imagine this not being a close game. That's why the 6.5 points to me is startling. I'm not saying Penn State can't win the game, but I don't know how one team is considered that much better than the other. Iowa suffocated a pretty good Iowa State offense, held them to 3 points.
3 points.
Maryland couldn't do anything, shut them out. They had Wisconsin in trouble until the final minute of that game, and they folded a little bit late.
They stepped weather, on Indiana.
It's going to be a weather game.
Yeah, it's going to be
wet.
Cruddy.
It's going to be cold. The other thing is, and we talked about it, is it's hard to imagine Penn State grinding it out against a good team if they do not win the kicking game battle. And they have not done that. It's great they got those kickoff returns, but let's look at what easily could have happened against Indiana. I mean, they coughed up the onside kick late. They fumbled or muffed 4 kicks, 2 by DeAndre, 2 by KJ. They got them all back. They just are not getting better in a pretty important phase. I thought Blake Gillikin would be more of a field position weapon. He has not been. So, it's great that Jonathan Thomas was able to do that, but I just don't think he can count on that. It's just really hard for me to see them emerging when they've been that erratic in a huge part of the game.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Remember, you can enjoy Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light every home game weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot, along with 409 Tailgate Club, Barbecue and Wine. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we're talking about Penn State and Iowa. Another point I want to bring up about this matchup is in its last 3 games, Penn State's only scored 77 total points. So that 50-some points a game that they brought into the Ohio State game is slowed down. Less than half of those points, 32 points in the second half. That goes back to your point about not finishing and putting the defense in a perilous situation.
Yeah, and I think Iowa's pretty darn good. Isn't Penn State ranked 17th and Iowa's 18th?
That is correct.
Tell me about Iowa. Their quarterback's good.
Yep.
Their O-line and D-line are always good. Yeah. They got that kid that played in the Army Bowl a couple years ago, A.J. Espinosa. Is good.
He's a little bit like their Shaka Tony. He doesn't start, but he's on the field
in
pass rush situations.
He tore up the Army Bowl. Yeah. I remember, his dad played there. That's the only reason why they got him. He was a 5-star kid.
He's the only reason why he went to Iowa.
He was unbelievable at the Army Bowl. He's legit.
He's got 6 sacks. They have 2 or 3 defensive linemen who I think are going to play in the NFL. The quarterback had a huge game against Indiana, 6 touchdowns. He's got 16 on the year. Immobile, 240 pounds. He's not a threat to run.
Nope.
They use a couple running backs.
It does help them. You look at the game last year, and I would say if Wadley and Barkley didn't play, that game would have been 6-3. So I defy somebody to tell me how this game is going to go over 53 points because there is no Wadley and there is no Barkley in this game, and it's going to be a weather game.
The other thing about Iowa's
Let's talk weather.
40s and raining. 1 to 2 inches of rain forecast between Friday night and kickoff time or Saturday evening. Temperature in the mid-40s. Cold and raining.
Let me just tell you, as a player and as a fan, freezing rain's the worst.
It's just cold and rain.
Snow is fine.
Snow's fine.
Rain, freezing rain. Everything gets wet and then it starts to crust up. It's even as a fan, it's bad.
Yeah.
You can even handle the cold. Like as a player. Like cold's okay. But cold
wet and cold is not okay.
Right. Wet and warmer is okay, but the combination of cold and wet,
it's the worst. Can we do a prediction?
Two quick questions for Ross and you guys to consider.
Yeah.
Iowa's tight ends are tremendous.
They're
Noah
fantastic.
Font is getting praised as a potential first-round pick, and that T.J. Hockenson is their leading receiver. I don't know if Penn State has the guys to slow them down in the passing game. And the other thing is third down defense is going to be huge for Penn State. Iowa converts at 49%, and they played 100 snaps against Indiana.
Right.
You guys ready for this?
We're ready. Do you want to go first, Bob?
Nope. I want Ross to go first.
Okay.
Did you not want to go first?
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead. I want to know if you guys are ready for this.
We're ready.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's not going to pick a shutout, is he?
Iowa 20, Penn State 17.
That's my... Damn it.
The Hawkeyes win on the road. I don't know how you could watch Penn State the last two games and be confident that they're going to win the game. I'm going Iowa 20, Penn State 17. I think the Hawkeyes come into Happy Valley and get the win.
Pick the exact same score. I already have it on video, and I already have it on...
You have Iowa winning?
20-17. Exact same score.
Oh, my gosh.
Exact same
score. You and I picked the same score last week.
That means there's no chance that that's going to happen.
Hey, Shay, do you want to triple down?
No, I am not picking Iowa.
All right.
I know. You were picking Iowa?
Yeah.
I thought this would be like some big, ooh, and I was like,
oh. I thought you were going to pick like a shutout or something.
And I thought all the listeners would get all mad at me. I can't believe you picked Iowa. But you did it too.
Yeah.
It was my idea. Greg picked Iowa too?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a weird. Bad. What did Dustin see Penn State get into 25?
Yeah.
That's a Price is Right score.
I was going to say 24-23 Iowa until the weather. That's why I went down to 20-17. I would have said 24-23 if the weather was
okay. Shay, the floor is yours with a minute to go. Don't blow it.
I know Penn State's lost his last two home games after winning, what, like 17 or 18 in a row at Beaver Stadium?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give a little bit of that, and I'm going to go Penn State 21, Iowa 17. I don't think the game goes over. I think this is the best offense Iowa has faced, even though it's sputtering a little bit. I think over the top, even though it's going to be cold and rainy, I think over the top, Iowa's defense can be had. I think for Penn State to have any shot, they have to hit some deep balls. I do have a little bowl prediction.
Oh, yes.
If I ride with you guys, I live for this.
Hurry up. Get to it if
Iowa wins the football game, they're going to roll Penn State and win by two touchdowns or more. If Iowa wins the football game, they're going to roll them.
Right. So you're saying that you don't think Iowa would win a close game?
I do not. I think they roll them.
And you think Penn State's good in close games based on what?
Nothing.
Okay, there you go.
That's a wrap.
All right, that'll do it for Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Yes!
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.